Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands like this.
Everybody, come on.
Just clap your hands like this.
We got any survivors out there? Come on.
Clap your hands like this.
If you know the words, you want to sing it with us? Come on.
I've seen storms. I've seen rain. I've seen joy.
I made it. Yes. That is a phenomenal song right there. We love that song. This is Face to Face Radio. We are worldwide. And today we're going to have our special guest on, Miss Shanice. She's from Chicago. And she's a great woman of God. She has done some phenomenal things. She's won some awards. She's wrote a book and she got a new single out off of her CD. I'm sure that she's going to tell you all about it. But we are so excited about what God is doing today. God is an awesome God. God is a right on time God. God is a God that will never leave nor forsake you. I'm telling you, God is just an awesome God. We love God for everything that he is doing, everything he has done, and everything that he's going to do. But first, we would just like to open up our show with a prayer. Today, we are going to just pray for peace all over the world. And with that being said, Father, Lord Jesus, we thank you, God, because you are so worthy and so honored, God. We are honored to just be in your presence, Father, Lord Jesus. We want to say thank you, God, for just allowing us to wake up in our right minds this morning. We say thank you, God, for just allowing us to just live, to see another day in the land of the living, God, and we thank you for that. We thank you, God, for your many blessings. We thank you, God, for forgiveness on this day, God. You didn't have to do it, but you did, God, and we just want to say thank you, Father, Lord Jesus, because you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. God, we thank you today for our special guest, Ms. Shanice Hill Sullivan. We thank you, God, for just allowing her to come on, take time her day to spend with us, to spend with you, God. We thank our host today, Lady Love and Mr. Faith to Faith and D-Rock. We just want to just say thank you, God, Jesus, because you just glorified. You bless all of our lives. We just praying for peace all over the world today, God. We're asking you, God, to just bring peace into this world, Lord Jesus. Because, God, if there is no peace, there is no honor in you, God. And, God, we just want to say thank you for this show that you have given us the platform. God, we give you all the glory and all the honor in your holy precious name. Amen. Amen. And today I'm going to bring my other host on, Mr. Face to Face himself, before we introduce Ms. Shanice all the way from Chicago. How you doing, Mr. Face to Face?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How you doing there? People out there in the world. It's raining in Cincinnati right now. It's a little cold. It's raining, but to God be the glory. We're still out here. We're still good. We still woke up, so we can do some better and greater in the world. Amen.
Yes. Yes. So, what's going on with you today?
Working, you know, just working and trying to get everything lined up. Got a couple of things going on, but today is about Miss Shanice Hill Sullivan, eh?
Yes.
So, well.
Yes. Well, we're going to play
a song. You're breaking up.
We're going to play a song. And then we're going to bring her back on. Amen.
Amen.
This song is for anybody that's going through something. Grace God, looking a little dark in your life. Prayed about it, cried about it, and now you're waiting for an answer. We just want to remind you how God brought you out before. It ain't his first time. So while you're waiting, go ahead and praise him. Because if he did it before, he can do it again. We got testimony.
If he did it before, he can do it again. Yes. So without further ado, we are going to bring on our special guest, Miss Shanice Hill Sullivan, all the way from Chicago, the Windy City. How you doing, my sister?
Hello. Hello. How you guys? Thank you. Thank you for having me on the Faith to Faith. Phyllis and Gabriel. Thank you guys for having me on.
It's
I'm doing
okay.
Well. I'm doing well.
Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
So for those that don't know, this woman is phenomenal. She's a wonderful, she's very, very humble, very humble. I don't know what you could do to upset her, but I'm thanking God that she has the spirit of humbleness, and we love her. We met her at the Gospel Image Awards about 2 years ago, well, maybe 3 years ago. But, I mean, with that being said, she's still an awesome woman. So tell us about your single, what you got going on. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes. Hey, well, I am I'm a contemporary gospel singer and just came out with a new book. It's called Shanice Speaks from a Mother's Perspective. And I do have a radio show too here in Chicago. It's 1570. The Big Gospel Express comes on Saturdays at 10:15 sharp Central Time here in Chicago. Yep. So I want to tell you all about the single. It is Give God the Glory in everything that we do, because we are not our own. We need to know that, you know. But sometimes we get a little, you know, above ourselves, and you know, we forget sometimes, you know. But we got to understand that everything that we do, I always give God the glory in everything. And even pray to him to for everything, small or big, before we even do, before we any decisions that we make, you know, always pray first and give him the glory because he is worthy. He's worthy to be praised, and that's what he wanted us to do. That's what he created us to do. And so let's not forget that. So I just wanted to put that out there. And the book, it is a Bible principles. It's coming from a mother's perspective. A lot of times, you know, we want to win. We want to win at everything that we do. You know, we want to be successful in the things that we're doing. But I want to win as a parent, you know, and that's what that book stems from. Just trying to help people, you know, being a parent doesn't come with a manual. We know that. But if we put first, you know, the biblical principles in our children, and children, then, you know, they grow up to be successful people because they're putting God first. So that's where that book is coming from. And I'm just glad to be here, and I'm glad you guys allowed me to talk a minute. So I'm going to just let you guys bring it on back to you.
Well, that's okay. Awesome. I'm glad you said something about, you know, when you teach your children in the right way, because the Word of God says, you train up a child in the way he should go, he'll never depart from it. And that's the way that we should be. But a lot of times, you know, us as parents ourselves, we fall off the wagon too. So, you know, we got to be very, very careful what we instill in our children, because nowadays it's really rough with bringing up these children, because, see, they get what they get from the parents, and then they get what they get from the outside world. So when they showing a bunch of violence, and they watching those violent videos, and they watching the Thug Life, and they watching all of this stuff that's not going in the way of God, then you know, they have to choose. That's why God gave us a choice to make. Either we're going to go straight and narrow, or we're going to fall off the walkway, but we can come back. So that's a good thing. As long as you are a parent and not a friend, then, you know, I salute all the parents that's doing all they can do, because it's hard as a parent. And if we single parents, it's even harder, because I'm not going to say you have to play the role of a father and a mother. You just playing the role of the parent, because a lot of times, you know, people get caught up in Mother's Day and Father's Day. It's not even about that. It's about doing the will of God. Let that be the reason why you're training your child. And I want to talk about your song, because, you know, now this young lady, she has a really smooth voice, you know, and I love her voice. Like, she has some nice songs. For those of you that don't know, you need to go check her music out. This one particular song that I really love, we played it on our show before. And
Draw Me Nearer.
Huh?
That was Draw Me Nearer.
Yes,
that was
draw
the one that
near. And I love that song because who don't want God to draw them near? I want to play your single, the new one that you are pushing. I'm trying, it's called, let me get the name right, Give Him the Glory. So we're going to take a break and we're going to play your new single, because we want to push we want to push any artist that want to be pushed in the right direction. So that's what we do. So I'm going to play your new single, and then I'm going to come back, and Mr. Faith to Faith himself and D-Rock will be on the line with us, because they may want to ask you some questions or say something to you. So let's go into this right now. And when we come back, we will most definitely be back with Ms. Shanice and Mr. Faith to Faith and D-Rock and Lady Love. And here you go, folks, on the Faith to Faith radio on Blog Talk.
what he's done for me. Stand up, clap your hands, and stomp your feet. If you still don't know what to thank him for, give thanks for the air that you breathe. Get up on your feet and give him all the glory. Get up on your feet and give him all the praise. If you still don't know who my Lord is, he is the one who sent his son to shed his blood on Calvary.
Yes, give him all the glory, not just some, but all the glory. So as I said before, we was going to come back with the other two hosts of this show, Faith to Faith Radio. We are worldwide. We are going to bring on Mr. Faith to Faith himself and D-Rock all the way from, D-Rock is from Tennessee. He's from Tennessee. So we have somebody on here from everywhere. So I'm going to let you all take the floor with Ms. Shanice, and I'm turning it over to y'all, Mr. Faith to Faith.
Yes, yes, indeed, Mr. Faith to Faith himself. Indeed, I'm here, Ms. Shanice. How you feeling? How you doing? Good morning, good afternoon. All right,
I'm
all
doing
right.
Well, it's good to hear your voice. I haven't heard from you in a while.
Yes, it's been a while,
yeah.
Yes, indeed. Beautiful spirit. Beautiful spirit, beautiful smile. All that, y'all. That's Miss Shanice Hill Sullivan. Come on now.
Right. Thank you. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you for having me on today. And I'm just grateful. I just wanna know, to let you guys know, like, if you wanted, like, the contact information, if you
I'm gonna get all that.
Okay, good. Okay, go for it.
We all learn.
When you wear
some
different hats. Thank you.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm gonna get to the beginning. I'm gonna get to the beginning of how you actually started this journey, your ministry. In gospel,
yeah.
How did you do that? How did you start?
Okay, so, you know, it began, well, early age. I was 5 years old when I began to sing, but at that time it was Chaka Khan. I'm Every Woman.
Come on now.
I was the would you say the entertainment for the people who used to babysit me. It was the Miss James family. They used to babysit me while my mother would go to work. And, you know, it all stems from also, like, when I got into church, I was about, 15, going to church with my grandmother. I joined the nurse's board, okay? And then there, I ended up, I was a nurse. I was a junior nurse. And, yes, I sure was. And I could remember when I joined the nurses board, and I was ready to give my life over to Christ. And we were in that nurses board room, and when I said I'm ready, those nurses, they just went off. I mean, they just got so happy, and I was like, wow, what is going on here?
Amen.
You know, and so yes, and then from there I started in my choir in Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church choir.
Okay.
And from
Amen.
There we went everywhere. You know, we had you had to be, you know, Bible class, you had to be the funerals, you had to sing, visiting churches, you had to sing weddings, whatever, you had to be.
Amen.
So
hey.
Yes. So it stemmed from there. And then also at the same time, I was in the choir in high school at Bourne High School. And my teacher, my music teacher, Miss Hameen, pulled me out of all the students there and had me to go to compete for other high schools competitions. And
okay.
From there, you know, she would work with me after school, and she told me to stop. She didn't want me to sing in the choir anymore because, you know, when you're singing, you know, on Sundays, you have to sing loud. And she was like, I am
right.
trying to develop your voice, and you're messing it up. But I couldn't stop. I love to sing in the choir. The choir was
right.
me. So
I never stopped.
But I didn't continue on with the classical. In fact, she retired. So I just stayed on in the choir. I stayed on in Missionary Baptist Church choir. And from there, I must admit, those were the younger days, you know. And then as you
Amen.
Get older, you start going through different things and you experience different things. And
You look for
love in the wrong places. So,
Amen.
But they say church hurt. You know, you
mm-hmm.
You went through something there, and you just stopped going and you stopped singing.
Right.
You know,
Amen.
And I stopped singing for a long time, and then God put it back on my heart, and then He gave me a bonus to start writing my songs and. Had me to do a single, and I didn't even know where to go and how it was going to go, but He orchestrated the right people to help me to get my single out. And
to God be the glory.
Exactly. And I have to give Him the glory.
Yes.
And everything that I do, and that's where that song come from. Give Him the glory.
Give Him the glory. I love that.
Yes. And so from there, you know, it just kind of just went on, you know, and God just
right.
kept moving me. And, you know, you have naysayers, you have people, you have some no's in there, but you have to keep going, you know. And
come on now.
God will direct your path no matter, you know, no matter what.
Yeah.
And
no matter what.
You got to just keep believing and trusting in Him, because when it's all said and done, He has the last say. It's all about what He says. And
Come
when He
now.
Tells you to do something, you got to use your gift. And we all have gifts and
right.
Purposes. And, you know, it's just
mm-hmm.
we have to come to Him and ask Him for wisdom and guidance to help us get through it and what He wants us to do. You know, there's a lot
Amen.
Of people. Yeah. So that's how I got started. You know,
Amen.
Keep pushing as an indie artist, and
mm-hmm.
This is where I'm at today.
To God be the glory. And I'm so glad and so happy that you're here, because that testimony you just gave can help somebody else. Somebody else
yes.
went through the same situation. You see what I'm saying? And that's what it's
yes.
for. And
absolutely,
I am so happy and so proud of you that you continue to push forward, no matter what the naysayers, because you don't have them. So just know that comes with the territory. It comes
yes.
with the territory.
Yes.
So, but you kept pushing, you
Amen.
Kept going, you even wrote a book and everything. Come on now.
Yes. And
you
those are bonuses.
Southern.
Those are bonuses. I didn't even know that that was going to happen. I didn't even know I was going to become a radio personality. I had no idea. But, you know, God is grooming you, you know, and you have to put yourself in the right places. And that's where it came from, Chicago Gill. I have to say that Chicago Gill, Mr. Andre Carter, was the one who was telling me about it and saying, you know, you need to learn about your craft. You need to learn about the business because it is a business, you know. And,
it is a business.
And as I went there, I was going there for the artist, you know, being an artist.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, they had a duel. It was about the radio announcers that was there as well. And so, you know, they had the segment on the artist, and then they would have the segment on the radio announcers. Or they'll mix it up, you know. And at the time, I was learning about radio, too, you know, how to have. Yeah, so that's how it works together for your good. Everything that you go through, you may not know it. You know, at the time, we don't know where we're going.
You're just going through the process. I always tell people, you got to go through the process.
That's what it is. And
you
know what?
No,
that's
patience.
Basically what it is. You got to have patience. You got to go through the process. You have to trust. And not only that, you're going to fall down. You're going to fall and you're going to get bruised, but you got to get on back up and keep it moving.
Come on now. I like that.
That's
I like that.
You that's the only
like
way
that.
You're going to get it, you know. And we
that's
all have
that. That's right.
We all have those nails to try to stop us.
Come on.
But when you put God first, and we hear this all the time, you put God first. Don't put yourself. Because, see, yourself, sometimes we get so big-headed, and we have to, you know, humble down. You know, you got to humble down and know that you're not your own, you know, and give God the glory as you keep going. Just keep giving him the glory, and he'll just keep – he'll keep showing you things that you never even know. And he'll take you places that you can never even imagine. Yeah. Because even when I met you guys at the Gospel Image Award, I didn't even know I was going to get that. You know, you saw how stunned I was. I couldn't utter a word, you know, because I didn't even think that was going to happen. And but then God just showed me, you know, just keep doing what I tell you to do, you know, and just keep believing in me and putting me first. He'll show you. He'll show you some things. So, and I'm glad I met you guys there. Amen.
Thank you. Well, before I turn it over to my man, Mr. D. Rock, you know, I know that's our president, our CEO of DR Global Media Group, and we all a team here. And when we as together, I had to learn that you need a team. You can't do this by yourself.
No,
you know what I'm saying? You can't do this by yourself. You need a team and you need help. So, Mr. D-Rock, how you feeling out there in Nashville, Tennessee? Y'all getting some of that rain that we got?
Well, you know what? We got a little drizzle of rain, but, you know, it's okay over here, and as Phyllis Jordan would say, in Tennessee. But, you know, but at the same time, it's good to meet you, Shanice. Of course, I actually do love your music, but, you know, as you was talking, you remind me of a story, and you maybe heard this story before, of Helen Baylor. Helen Baylor had went through some things. You know, when she went through the church, the church hurt, the drugs, the alcohol, the whole nine yards, you know, and she has overcome that. And I said, God, give me what do you want me to say to her? And so as he gave me the words is that you are an inspiration to everyone. You are an inspiration to people that, you know, that you're going to be an inspiration to all over the globe. And so some of the questions I wanted to answer to you, what are some of the inspirational gospel music? I mean, we have a lot of gospel music that's going on here, but what do you consider to compare yourself what do you see yourself within the next year or what do you consider yourself of this season of your life?
Well, I want to push forward. I want to make better music. I want to have a better better production. I mean, there is so many things that I'm looking forward to.
Right.
But the main thing is, like you said before, you know, making a difference to the masses. You know,
mm-hmm.
just bringing it word forth, you know. And, again, I don't want to be just I just
mm-hmm.
I want God to be pleased with what I'm doing.
Right,
and
whatever
I'm doing, you know. And so when he says make the move, then that's what I'll do. You know, that's what I'll do.
Right. So are you working on some new music as we speak, or what are we doing right now at this moment?
Honestly, now that I was done with the book, I am looking to, first of all, the song that you just heard, I'm thinking about having it, as they say, remixed.
Okay.
Just to, you know, give it another flavor to it. And I'm also looking for a new song.
Okay.
Sometimes you have to collaborate with others. You can't, like you said before, we can't always do things alone. We have to have a team.
Right.
You got to come a different, you know, you hit different ways, you know. So I am looking to do a song with someone else and not my own song. You know, somebody
mm-hmm.
else wrote
the
song. Yeah.
Well, you know, and it's one thing I love about, you know, I've actually been in this business for almost 21 years of in the business. And I've seen a lot. I've worked with a lot of artists. I've actually seen a lot of artists. And, you know, I've actually been in the radio industry and I've actually been where you at, you know, so I've actually mm-hmm. all into one basket because I was a performer. I had records. I had hit the whole nine yards. But when you have people that's not surrounded with you, you know, because you have a lot of people that's controlling. You have, like, I had a team at the time that we thought that we had a good management. We thought we had a good a team and everything else. But when things started to make a turn, that's when I started to, you know, start to dive into it. Where, you know, where people try to control you and say, hey, I got your back. And then at the same time mm-hmm. is that, as my mom would say, my grandmother would say, looks can be very deceiving. And,
you know,
and when I look at that, is that the fact that God will put you in an area where he's preparing you for greatness. You
mm-hmm.
know, when he was preparing me for this, I didn't understand what was going on. I thought the singing was nice. Everything was nice, and I told him this story, and I never forget when I met Gabe and Phyllis. Gabe and Phyllis had came down to Kingdom Covenant Connection, and the performance mm-hmm. that was going on. We chat and things like that, but God, the Spirit of God said, not at this moment. So
yeah,
I had to sit back, and sometimes, and I'm gonna tell you like this: I was sat down. God will sit you down. And let you know that, hey, I am God. But as I got into this moment where I'm at right now, is that I'm grateful of the things that God has doing in my life. You know, I have a team like Phyllis Jordan and Gable Silver, some of the staff members that's mm-hmm. on DR Global Media Group. We're doing some awesome things. But for one thing for you, I want to tell you is that one thing for sure is that, you know, I know you've been made. I know you were brought up in Chicago, and I know there are a lot of artists in Chicago that
are
from that area. You know, but what stands out with you when you are performing and things like that? What do you like to, you know, what do you want your fans, you know, tell your fans today? What do you want them to let them know of?
Well, you know, by me being here in Chicago, we have some dynamic singers. I mean, these
mm-hmm.
singers can sing me under the rug, but that's
mm-hmm.
not how I sing. You know, I'm just giving
mm-hmm.
the gift that God has given me. So
mm-hmm.
my thing is, I want you to see the God in me, the sincerity that comes from my heart, and the words that come from that song. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's about that song that I'm singing and what I'm trying to convey to you. And I'm hoping it's hitting your heart to heart, you
know.
So when I'm coming to you, I may not come as this big voice, you know, because that's how people here see gospel.
Right.
They don't see,
right.
You know, if you have a soft, like jazziness, they don't look at you as a gospel artist. You know, it's
right.
inspirational,
right.
you know.
Right.
So, but this is the gift that I got, but I'm going to give it to you the way God presented to me. And I want to give it to you where you receive it and do something good with your life. Have a change. Make those words that I'm saying to you manifest in your soul, you know, in your in your daily life, what you're doing, you know. And I got to live by what I'm singing too. You know, I got to do be right, and, you know, and actually, you know, live right so you can see that in me.
Right.
And, so that's
this is actually my final question too as well. What would be if you could ever work with a gospel artist, who would it be? What would be like the best collaboration that you ever who is like one of your best collaborations that you ever want to do in the gospel? I mean, I know we got some gospel singers, but what is your what is the artist that you just like, I say, "Oh, I just got to work with him," or "I got to collaborate with her." I mean, what's that for you? What's that big collaboration?
There is so many, but you know who really, really I would really love to work with, and I would think I'm going to put it out there in the universe, and I hope God, I know you listening, I want to put it out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Marvin Sapp. Marvin Sapp, he just does it for me. I know I was going through a lot, and that that song,
Never Would Have Made It.
Saw the Best in Me. Yes, Never Would Have Made It. That song, it just helped me get through situations that I was going through. So if anybody, I would say, and I met him personally, and it was like he embraced me with open arms, and you know, I was just, it had just did something in my brain, and I was so happy that I actually had met him. But that was doing like a interview session for him, you know. But I would love to work with him. To answer your question.
Gotcha. Well, you know what?
Hold on. And we have to play another one of her songs. So because Mr. Damon, he will not let you go, sweetie. So we have to play your music, because this is all about you right now. And I know you're on a time frame. So I'm going to play another one of your songs. And then when we come back, we're going to get your information on how they can reach out to you, where they can, you know, find anything that you want them to have about you and what you're doing, okay? So let me play this other song called Draw Me Near. This is one of my favorite songs that you got. So with that being said, let's get it. Let's go.
Closer to you, nearer to you, nearer to you. Lord, I wanna be close to you. Really need to talk to you. Really need to hear from you. I feel so unsure that you hear my prayer and you feel my pain. Life is happening all around us. A youth is dying, men are crying.
Draw me nearer,
nearer to you.
Draw me nearer,
I wanna be closer to you.
Draw me nearer,
nearer to you.
Draw me nearer,
I wanna be closer to you. My heart is seeking love and peace and harmony, but it seems so unreachable. Really need to talk to you, really need to hear from you. Can't make it without you.
Draw me nearer,
nearer to you. nearer to you.
Draw me nearer.
About this government stuff, we shouldn't be worried about the ways of the world. We should just want to draw near to God. And I love that song, Mr. Face to Face himself always be saying, do you get tired of listening to that song? No, I love that song because there's always a song that's saying. Now, there's another young lady that has a song that I love, and it's just certain songs that get to my spirit, you know, just like we do, and Bishop Marvin Sapp, that I know exactly what you mean, and I know that the people of God know exactly what you mean. So, we are going to let you give people information on how to get any of your information and how to contact you. So, with that being said, the floor is yours, my sister.
All right. So, contact information is, like, if you want to find any of the music, it is on all digital outlets, you know, iTunes, Spotify, CD Baby, iTunes, those kind of all outlets, all media outlets, all media musical outlets, I should say. And, I'm on Facebook, Shanice Hill Sullivan. I'm on Twitter, Shanice Sullivan, and Instagram, Shanice, and that's S-H-U-N-I-C-E 7. And if you'd like to just contact me, you can reach me by my website, www.shanicehillsullivan.com. Yeah. If you want to get the book, you just want to look into it, or you just want to, you know, kind of familiarize with it, it's Shanice Speaks from a Mother's Perspective, and it is on Kindle, Amazon, the Kindle, and Amazon.com if you'd like to purchase it. It's on Amazon.com.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank
you.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying thank you. Thank you.
Okay, and we truly want to thank God for you today. You have truly been a blessing to each and every one of our hearts today. Mr. D-Rock himself, but he's really Damon, Mr. Damon Ritchie of GR Global Media Group, and Mr. Faith to Faith himself from Faith to Faith Entertainment. We are all one big happy family, and we want to say thank you. And do you all have anything else you would like to add to the closing?
Well, me, I'm going to just say thank you. I'm really, truly humbled to have you on our show today. And I know you inspire a lot of people, and that was a very, very good testimony. And tell them when your radio show come on Saturdays in Chicago.
Oh, yes, Saturday at Central Time. It's Central Time. It comes on at 10:15 sharp. And it's www.gospel1570.com. So it is streaming live. Yeah, you can hear it from there.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be
worldwide.
Eastern Standard Time. For those of you that don't know the difference in the time, they are an hour behind us. Amen. Mr. Damon, D-Rock, you have anything in closing to add, to say?
I just want to say thank you so much. Thank you so much for Shanice for just sharing your story and sharing your music. And looking forward to hearing some great things from you this year.
Thank you, D-Rock. I appreciate it. I appreciate all of you all. You guys have been splendid. I appreciate it with your just your welcoming. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much. And I'm sure we'll have you back on our show again. And also, we just want to add to those, our listeners, that we are getting ready for the Back to Life Tour and the Hunger Tour. The Hunger Tour will be in Florida, and the Back to Life concert will be here in Cincinnati, Ohio. So if you want to be a part of something awesome and phenomenal, reach out to us. You can reach out to us on Facebook. We are on Facebook. Our website is Faith to Faith, ENT. That's our website. Or you can reach us at Faith, the number 2, Faith, Gospel Hour at Yahoo.com. Or you can reach us on Facebook. So it's Jordan, Gabriel Silver, Damon Ritchie, and Miss Shanice Hill Sullivan. So you can reach out to us anywhere that you want. Trust me, if you need to call us, the contact number for our office is 513-954-9409. Once again, that's 513-954-9409. But in the meantime, we just want to thank each and every one of you today, and we are going to go out with a single. We're going to go out with a song. hopefully it will bless your soul. We want to just say thank you to each and every one of you. God is worthy of all the glory and all the honor. Thank you, Mr. Faith to Faith himself, Mr. D-Rock. We thank you. And with that being said, let's get it. Let's go. Thank you, Ms. Shanice Hill Sullivan. God bless you.
God bless you guys.
Amen.
Bye-bye now.
Amen.
Clap your hands like this.
Everybody, come on.
So clap your hands like this.
We got any survivors out there? Come on.
Clap your hands like this.